奉主耶稣圣名做见证。
In the name of Jesus, I bear testimony.
我们诸位慕道朋友，主内同领，大家平安。
Peace to be you all, brothers and sisters and friends.
感谢天上真神啊，能够带领我们这一次温哥华教会的布道会。
We thank our Father in heaven for guiding today's evangelical service.
能够如期来举开。
That we can hold it on time.
也欢迎我们诸位慕道朋友能够拨出你们宝贵的时间来参与这个盛会。
And we welcome all friends who took time from your schedules to attend.
啊，愿主耶稣的灵与我们同在。
May the Lord's Spirit be among us.
让我们每位慕道朋友啊，都能够借着这个盛会得蒙神大大的赐福。
So that those who attend this service will be blessed by the Lord.
今天晚上跟大家来分享的是人生有三宝。
Tonight our topic for mutual encouragement is going to be there are three treasures in a person's life.
在中国东北有三宝。
In China, in northeastern place, there are three treasures.
就是人参、貂皮、乌拉草。
And they're the three local produce.
台湾的原住民也有三宝。
The native in Taiwan also have three treasures.
香烟、槟榔、米酒头。
And they're also the local produce.
我去印尼的时候，他们告诉我们，印尼的男人也有三宝。
When I went to Indonesia, they told me that the men in Indonesia also have three treasures.
就是钱财、地位与女人。
And that is wealth, status, and women.
那我们加拿大，我们有更多的宝。
In Canada, we have even more treasures.
我们的枫叶。
Our maple leaf.
我们的鲑鱼。
Our trout fish.
加拿大森林最多。
There are abundant forests in Canada.
有森林而来的纸张、木炭都是很有名的。
And the pulp and paper productions that come from the forest.
还有我们的石油、天然气。
And also natural gas and crude oil.
加拿大的水是最纯净的。
Canada has the purest of water.
还有就是在世界名列前茅的居住环境最好。
And it's also one of the best places in the world to live in.
真的，我们加拿大拥有太多的宝。
Indeed, Canada possesses many great treasures.
但是在我们的人生里面大家认为三样最要紧的宝就是福、禄、寿。
But in a person's life, what one treasures the most is wealth, longevity, and status.
什么是福？
What is wealth?
我们先看诗篇第十七篇。
Let us turn to Psalms chapter 17.
诗篇十七篇十四节。
Psalm 17, verse 14.
这里圣经告诉我们这是一位大卫王所写的诗。
Here in the Psalms, it is a prayer of David.
他说，耶和华，求你用手救我脱离世人，脱离那只在今生有福分的世人。你把你的财宝充满他们的肚腹，他们因有儿女就心满意足，将其余的财物留给他们的婴孩。这里提到在世人认为最好的福分就是财宝儿女。
Here it tells us that the men of this world, to them, the best reward in life is wealth and children.
这是世人所认为的第一个宝。
And this is one of the first treasures that men in the world would think of.
就是福分。
And that is wealth.
就是以财宝做福分。
And that is represented by how much
richness
you have. 以儿女
做福分。
And it's represented by how many children you have.
哎，尤其中国人，啊，过年的时候，大家一见面就恭喜发财。
Especially in the Asian culture, when they meet each other at New Year's time, they will wish them good wealth in the coming year.
哎，小孩子更高兴了。
And for the little children, they'll be even happier.
一句恭喜发财就可以红包拿来。
Because when they wish them a good wealthy year, they can receive red pocket money.
哎，觉得财富啊，就是最好的。
And to them, wealth is the best thing.
因为钱财能够满足我们肉体的需求。
Because wealth can satisfy the needs of our physical body.
哎，在这个传道书啊，第十章的十九节。
In Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 19.
传道书第十章的十九节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 19.
哎，谈到钱财能够叫万事应心。
He mentioned that money is the answer for everything.
哎，所以有人说啊，财可通天呐、啊。
So some people say that if you have wealth, you can even reach the heavens.
哎，有了钱财就可以打通各种关节。
And if you have riches, then you can overcome many obstacles.
虽然钱财不是万能。
Even though money is not omnipotent.
但是没有钱你就万万不能。
But if you do not have money, there are many things you cannot do.
因为眼睛一睁开就需要钱。
Because the moment you open your eyes, you will need money.
一出门就需要钱。
Once you step out of your home, you need money.
所以人们会把钱当作宝。
And therefore, men will view money as a treasure.
圣经也这么告诉我们。
In the Bible, it tells us this.
有钱的人朋友最多。
That a wealthy man has the most friends.
有了钱就有权。
And once you have money, you will have power and authority.
啊，这是连带关系的。
These two are very closely related.
所以钱财给我们带来了很多的方便。
So money can bring us many conveniences.
钱财啊，提升了我们的身份地位。
And money can elevate our status.
难怪人人喜欢钱财。
And it is no wonder that most people adore money.
把财富当作宝。
And they see it as a treasure.
中国有一句俗话说，富居深山有远亲。
And there is a Chinese saying that if a wealthy person live far away from society, they will have relatives far away.
贫居闹市无问津。
And if you're a very poor person, even though you live with very many people, you won't have many friends.
一个有钱人就是住在深山里面啊，访客不绝。
If a wealthy person lives even in the mountains, he will have many visitors.
一个穷人住在闹区，没有人肯接近他。
And if a poor person lives in the urban city, then nobody will go to him.
有一句俗话说，穷恶鬼还怕穷鬼。
And there is another saying that
恶鬼啊还怕穷鬼。
That a hungry person will be afraid of a poor person.
哎，人一穷啊，人人见了就害怕，这个穷鬼又想要借钱了。
And many people be afraid of a poor person because they're afraid of them asking for money.
啊，实在觉得很悲哀。
And this is very pitiful.
钱确实啊，可以让我们肉体得到满足。
Money can indeed satisfy physical needs.
哎，吃的山珍海味，住的洋房豪宅。
We can live in luxury, and we can eat many delicious food.
哎。但是钱财当然也有它的后遗症。
But of course, there are also a downside to money.
哎， 虽然人人都爱，
even though many people love this，
也因为钱财给人带来了太多的苦恼，
but money also brought many worries to men，
因为人心不足，
because men's heart are not easily satisfied，
再多的钱财都觉得不够，
even though we have a lot of money， we will not feel that it is enough。
好像书里所说的，女人永远少一件衣服。
Just like an old saying that a woman will be always lacking one cloth.
所以因为人心的不足，钱财并没有真正给我们带来了满足。
It is because men's hearts are not easily satisfied, therefore we're not satisfied with money.
有一个小朋友。
There is once a young child.
很辛苦的才跟妈妈要到一块钱。
And he made a lot of effort to beg for $1 from his mother.
很高兴的跑跑跑，赶快去买冰棒。
And he was very happy and he was going to buy a dessert.
一不小心跌倒。
But accidentally he fell.
一块钱丢了。
And he lost this $1.
很伤心。
And he was very sorrowful.
想要跟妈妈再要一块钱，可能啊，很困难了。
And he knew that it'd be even more difficult to ask for another dollar from his mother.
他就坐在路边啊，在那边哭。
Therefore, he sat by the roadside and cried.
有一个善心的老伯伯啊，经过那边。
There was a kind old man that walked by.
小孩子，你哭什么？
And he asked him, young child, why are you crying?
我一块钱丢了，我没有冰棒吃了。
And he said, I lost my $1 and I don't have dessert to eat.
哦，来，老伯伯，给你一块钱，你赶快去买。
And the old man gave him $1 and told him to quickly buy the dessert.
这个小孩子啊，好高兴。
This young child was very happy.
老伯伯就走了。
And this old man walked away.
当他回头再过来回来的时候，
and after he turned around,
看到这个小孩子还是坐在那边哭，
and he saw this young child was still sitting at the place crying.
他就问他了，小朋友，那你又为什么哭？
And he asked the child again, why are you so crying?
我丢了一块钱，我没冰棒吃。
The young child said, I lost a dollar and I don't have dessert to eat.
刚才伯伯不是给你一块钱吗？
And the old man wondered, didn't I just give you a dollar?
是啊。
And the young child said yes.
那你为什么还哭呢？
Then why are you still crying?
如果我那一块钱不要丢，我就有两块钱啊。
And he said, if I didn't lose that $1, then I would have $2.
我们真的很难知足，本来就只有一块钱。
Indeed, we're not very easily satisfied. There were only $1 to begin with.
虽然丢了，还给是给你一块钱。
Even though he lost it, he got one more dollar.
但是总是怀念那失去了。
But he will always remember what he lost.
没有办法，因为又得到而感到满足。
And he will not be satisfied just because he had gained another dollar.
所以我们俗话说，人心不足啊。蛇吞象。
And therefore, there's a saying that men's heart are therefore never satisfied.
人的心就好像一个无底坑一样，永远填不满的。
And man's heart is like a bottomless pit that will never be full.
也就是因为钱虽然好，但是没有办法满足我们的心，那就不是最好的了。
Even though money is good, but it cannot satisfy our hearts, and therefore it is not good enough.
不单这样子。
Not only so.
我们还一直想贪爱。
That we want more of it, and we're greedy.
有，还要有。
That we have some, and we want more.
多，还要更多。
We have some, but we want even more.
有时候，圣经里面就告诉我们贪财乃是万恶之根。
Therefore, it tells us that greed is the root of all evil.
有人因为贪爱钱财，就坠入网罗里面了。
Some people fall because they are greedy for money.
被很多愁苦来刺透了。
And they'll be bombarded by many worries.
钱有时候还有其他的后遗症。
Money also have other downsides.
台湾最近也是太多太多的绑架案。
In Taiwan, there are many, many abduction.
绑架谁啊？
And who do these people kidnap?
当然绑架那些有钱人的孩子。
These people will kidnap the children of the wealthy families.
哦，台湾一个明星白冰冰唯一的女儿，就因为她有钱，歹徒绑架了，甚至把她撕票了。
And there is a celebrity in Taiwan who has only one daughter, and she was kidnapped because her mother was wealthy, and later she was killed.
因为她有钱。
This was because her family was wealthy.
从来没有人要来绑架我。没有人要来绑架我。
And nobody came to kidnap me.
因为我没有钱。
Because I'm not wealthy.
绑架我回去做阿公啊。
If they kidnap me, I will be an old man at his place.
生前虽然是好啊，确实有时候给我们带来了太多的后遗症哦。
Even though money is good, but it also has many downsides.
我们要让钱财成为我们的宝。
If we want money to be our treasure,
就要看我们怎么来面对钱财了。
And that depends on how we face this amount of money.
我们看提摩太前书第六章。
Let us turn to 1 Timothy chapter 6.
Timothy 前书第六章第六节。
1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6.
到第八节。
To verse
8. 这里圣经告诉我们，敬虔加上知足的心，就是最好的了。
Here in verse 6 it tells us, but godliness with contentment is great gain.
所谓敬虔就是能够啊认识造天地万物，掌管着我们生死祸福，并且能够带来我们永远福分的这位神。
And godliness means that we mustKnow and know very well this God that created us and controls everything in our life.
我们能够认识他，得到他。
If we can understand him and know him.
从他得到永远，从他所领受的福分。
And we can gain blessings from him.
我们能够虔诚地来敬拜他。
We can very sincerely worship him.
这是虔诚的意义。
This is the meaning of godliness.
我们能够找到这位真神，得到他的恩典。
When we find this true God and receive his blessings,
有拥有永远的福乐。
We can have eternal joy.
那在今生，我们能够过着知足的生活。
And in this life, we can live a life of contentment.
那才是最好的。
That is also the best life.
那我们就不会被钱财所困扰。
Then we will not be corrupted by wealth.
因为一个有知足的心的人。
Because a man with a content heart.
他不会贪。
He will not be greedy.
贪就会给人带来太多的愁苦，产生太多的恶事。
Because greed brings about many worries and also many evil deeds.
因为能够寻得到这位独一的真神，领受他一切的福分。
Because when we seek this one true God, we can receive his blessings.
这里告诉我们，因为啊，我们没有带什么到世上来，将来也不能把你所拥有的什么带走。
Here it tells us, for you brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it.
所以我小的时候啊，因为我妈妈生了很多孩子，我有很多弟弟还有妹妹。
When I was younger, I had many younger siblings.
当他们出生的时候
，When they were born,
我看那些弟弟啊，每个出生都是两个拳头握得紧紧。
I saw each one of my younger siblings when they were born. They have a very tightly closed fist.
那小时候很好奇。
When I was young, I was very curious.
我这个弟弟到底带了什么来？怎么拳头握得这么紧？
And I was wondering, what did with my sibling bring to this world? Why is he clasping his hand so tightly?
哎，就把他的指头一个把它掰开来。
And so I pried open his fingers.
什么也没有。
He didn't bring anything.
这只手也是没有。
And he didn't bring anything in each of his hands.
那你两手空空抓得那么紧干什么？
And I was wondering, why is he holding on so tightly when he has nothing?
啊，确实啊。双手空空到世上来，将来也是双手空空的走了。
And indeed, we bring nothing into this world, and we'll bring nothing out of this world.
生不带来，死不带去。
We bring nothing when we're born, and when we leave, we bring nothing.
我们在世上所劳碌的、所追求的，到底为什么
？What we pursue in this world, what we labor for, what is the reason?
真是让人家感到。人生茫然
And we feel that this life is vanity.
到底为什么活
Why indeed are we living?
但是我们一个敬虔的人
But for a godly person
哎，认识这位真神得到他一切的福分救恩
If we come to know this true God we can receive his blessings
将来有一个永远活泼的盼望
And we have a lively hope in the future.
那他才能过着知足的生活。
Then this person can live a life of contentment.
因为有一天我们总要离开世上。
Because one day we will leave this world.
生不带来，死不带去。
We cannot bring anything in or anything out.
哎，所以我们啊，圣经告诉我，只要有衣有食，就可以知足了。
And therefore it tells in verse 8 that if we have food and clothing, then we can be content.
因为人生啊，好像客旅嘛，啊。
Because our life is like visiting.
有一天就要回去了。
And on this journey, we will return home one day.
哦，那短暂的人生如同客旅，我们就啊，不要太过奢求。
In this life, we are like visitors, so we must...We have no need to ask a lot.
一个敬虔的人，他才能够知足。
Only a godly person will know how to be content.
那钱财，神赏赐我多少，我得多少，我就过多少的生活。
As to wealth, however much God gives me, then I can enjoy this kind of life.
懂得量日为出。
That we understand that we can live each day as it is.
就不会变成台湾所说的卡奴。
Then won't be what some people like in Taiwan, they're slaves to the credit cards.
哎，有钱享乐，没钱也要享乐，结果带来了太多的困扰。
That they want to live in luxury, whether or not they have the money, and that brings a lot of trouble.
啊，所以在圣经传道书第四章第六节就告诉我们。
So there in the Bible, Ecclesiastes, it tells us,
满了一把得享安静。
That better is one hand full with tranquility.
强如满了两把而劳碌捕风。
Than two handfuls with toil and chasing after the wind.
哦，也就是告诉我们，一个人能够知足。哎，有了一把，他能够得享安静啊。
And therefore, it tells us that if a man knows how to be content and he has only had one handful, he can enjoy tranquility.
如果你不能知足，我想要有两把。
If you do not know how to be content and you want two handfuls,、哎、
你想要再多有一把。
You want just one more handful than you have.
你就要付出更多的代价。
that you must repay for this one handful.
哎，结果呢，劳碌不丰，你所得到的，哎，还是归于无有。
Then you'll be as if you're chasing after the wind and toiling for nothing.
哎，在传道书里面呢，提到所罗门王。
In Ecclesiastes, it talks about King Solomon.
他可以说是当时空前的有钱人。
And he was one of the very wealthy people at the time.
他每年的金子的收入有6660他连德。
He had
660他连德。
He has 6,660 talents.
一个他连德90金。
In gold profit per year.
也就是说平均他一天有100斤金子的进项。
And that means that each day he has 100 kilograms of gold.
他的银多得好像耶路撒冷的石头那么多。
And his silver is as many as the rocks in Jerusalem.
他很有钱。
He was very wealthy.
他又是作王。
And he was also a king.
他又很会享受。
He knew how to enjoy himself.
单单妃嫔就有1000个。
And he has over 1,000 concubines.
但是后来他对人生做了一个结论。
But in the end, he made a conclusion to life.
我们看传道书第二章。
Let's look at Ecclesiastes chapter 2.
传道书第二章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 2.
第八节。
Verse 8.
我又为自己积蓄金银和君王的财宝，并过省的财宝，又得唱歌的男女和世上所喜爱的物，并许多的妃嫔，这样我就日渐昌盛，胜过以前在耶路撒冷的众人，我的智慧仍然存留。第十节。
Verse 10.
凡我言所求的，我没有留下不给他；我心所乐的，我没有禁止不享受的。因为我的心为我一切所劳碌的快乐，这是我从劳碌中所得的份。十一节。
11.
后来我观察我手所经营的一切和我劳碌所成的功，谁知都是虚空，都是捕风，捕风。在日光之下毫无益处。我们再看过十八节。
Let us look at verse 18.
我恨恶一切劳碌，就是我在日光之下的劳碌，因为我得来的必留给我以后的人。十九节。
19.
那人是智慧是愚昧，谁能知道呢？他竟要管理我劳碌所得的，就是我在日光之下用智慧所得的，这也是虚空。二十节。
20.
故此我转念我在日光之下所劳碌一切的工作，心便绝望了。所罗门拥有太多的财富。
Solomon had too many treasures.
也得到物质上最好的享乐。
And he had the best luxuries he could get materially.
他看得到就可以要得到。
Whatever he laid his eyes on, he could receive it.
他能够心想事成。
And he could think of something and let it happen.
能够满足一切他心所想要的。
He can satisfy everything his heart desired.
所以他运用他的智慧，赚了很多钱，过了很好的享乐。
And therefore he used his wisdom to gain a lot of wealth and have a lot of pleasures.
但是有一天总要归于无有了。
But one day all of this will become meaningless and go into nothing.
他所劳碌得来的归于虚空，如同捕风。
Everything that he toiled for will become meaningless as if chasing the wind.
并且他靠着他的智慧啊，劳碌所夺来的一切，竟要留给我所不认识的人。
And everything he has toiled for and everything he's worked for through his wisdom must be left to someone he does not know.
因为他没有办法带走。
Because he cannot take this with him.
真的，赤身出母胎，将来也是赤身归回了。
Because naked we come from the mother's womb, naked we must leave.
啊，他又想到，我留下来，给那个我所不认识的人。
And he thought of that he must leave all this to one he does not know.
他为什么这么说呢？
And why does he say so?
他是王。
He was the king.
他有很多孩子。
He had many children.
当然从孩子里面呢、啊、他选了最有智慧最有能力来管理他的一切的儿子叫罗伯安。
And of course he chose among his sons one that has most wisdom to look over his stuff.
所以当所罗门死的时候就由他的这个儿子罗伯安来接续他做王，来掌管他的一切。
So when King Solomon passed away, his son Rehoboam came and became the king.
啊，所罗门早就预先呐、啊、知道了，哎，真的，他死了之后，这个接续他为王管理一切的这个儿子罗伯安，竟然呐、啊、还在位的时候。王国就分裂了。
He knew that his son, while his son would be in reign, he would divide the kingdom.
真的把他劳碌中所得的，又归给那他所不认识的人。
And everything he has toiled for and labored for will be going to those he does not know.
所以财富是宝，但是不是真正最好。
And therefore, wealth is a type of treasure, but it is not the best.
圣经说，神赐给我们的财富是不加上忧虑的，哎，那才是真正的福。
In the Bible, it tells us that the wealth that God gives us will be one that does not come with worries, and that is the best treasure.
并且我们如果能够去善用神赐给我们的这些财富。
If we can know how to use very well these treasures that we receive,
那这些财富才是真的是宝。
Then these wealth that we can use properly are the actual treasures.
因为它发挥出它的功能出来的。
Because they are effective in what we do.
我们看提摩太前书第六章。
Let us turn to 1 Timothy chapter 6.
提摩太前书第六章。
1 Timothy chapter 6.
十七节
，verse 17
到十九节
，to verse 19。
哎，提摩太前书六章十七节，你要属乎那些今生富足的人，不要自高，也不要依靠无定的钱财，只要依靠那后世百物给我们。享受的神，十八节。
18。
又要使护他们行善，在好事上富足，甘心施舍，乐意供给人。十九节。
19。
为自己积存美好的根基，预备将来，叫他们持定那真正的生命。哦。这里告诉我们，神如果让我们成为今世富足的人
，Here it tells us if God allow us to be wealthy people in this life，
我们不要因为财富而自高自
，We must not be arrogant because of this wealth，
不要以财富作为你的依靠
，And you must not put hope into this wealth。
这里说，钱财是无定的钱财。
Here it tells us that wealth is uncertain.
今天你拥有很多财物，明天可能要变乞丐了。
Today you may own many wealth, but tomorrow you may become a beggar.
你看世界上很多大企业家辉煌腾达一时。
You see there are many entrepreneurs in the world. They may become wealthy in overnight.
但是转眼之间也要归于无有。
But very quickly they may turn to nothing.
英国百年的银行啊都会倒闭的。
Even the oldest bank in Britain will fall one day.
啊，那绝对是让人万万想不到的。
And that indeed is unpredictable.
是钱财不能成为我们的依靠。
And therefore we cannot put our hope in the money.
哎，我们反而是要依靠赏赐百物给我们享用的神。
But in reality, we must rely on the God who gives us everything.
就是神才是可靠的。
Because we can actually rely on the Lord.
并且呢，我们要善用钱财。
In addition, we must use this money wisely.
要在好事上富足。
That we must be wealthy in good things.
能够甘心施舍，乐意供给人。
And to be generous and be willing to share.
啊，最近报纸提到世界的首富啊。比尔盖茨还有巴菲特，他们奉献了几百亿要来做慈善工作。
Recently, a newspaper it tells us that the world's famous people, the millionaires, they're donating a lot of money to charity.
他们真的把这个钱财看得很开。
And indeed, they look very lightly upon this wealth.
因为一个人的享用啊，真的是有限的。
Because a man's pleasures and the use of money is very limited.
啊，我觉得年纪比较大一点了，现在食量也减少了。
And with my coming of age, I have lost my appetite.
甚至为了健康，太多东西不敢多吃。
And sometimes because of health, I would not eat some things.
啊，所以呀，真的，虽然拥有再多的财物。我们所能够销售的还是有限呐。
It does not matter how much wealth we have, there are only limited things that we can enjoy.
那最要紧的就能够善用这钱财做更有意义的事情。
What is most important is that we can use whatever wealth we have and do something more meaningful.
啊，能够甘心施舍，乐意去供给人那些需要的人。
And to be generous and willing to share for those who need.
使我们能够在好事上富足。
So that we can be rich in good deeds.
并且呢，为自己积成那美好的根基，就是为将来做好预备。
That we can lay up treasures and have a firm foundation for the future.
对，因为生不带来，死不带去啊。
Because we cannot bring anything in and out of this world.
但是今天我们找到了这位真神，我们的救主耶稣基督。
But today we have found our true God, our Savior Jesus Christ.
我们能够善用神给我们的这些财富来行善。
We can use the things and the wealth that God gives us and perform good deeds.
来为永存的来积蓄。
And to save up for the eternal life.
哎，把这个会失落的钱财换成不失落的好事上的富足，并且啊，能够积存在永远的天家里面。
We can exchange this wealth that will perish one day and exchange it for.The richness in good deeds and richness that will never fail.
那钱财就是宝。
And this type of wealth is indeed treasure.
我们能够真正的发挥它的功能出来。
And we can use this wisely.
啊，这就是福。
And this is the wealth.
钱财才能够成为啊你的福气。
In this way, money can become your blessing.
还有，哦，我们刚才讲了，这个、大卫王呢，说世人总是以钱财。和这个子女啊啊做福分。
As you have mentioned, David view wealth and children as part of his blessing.
因为钱财带来肉体的满足，儿女呢带来我们精神上的满足。
Because wealth can bring satisfying your material life, and also children can satisfy your emotional life.
所以我们所以说有子万事足。
And therefore, some people say that if you have a son, you will be satisfied in everything else.
哦，有时候我们看到，哎呀，小孩子吵得要命，哎，哎，小孩子如果不在身边，又觉得，哎呀， 寂寞的可怕。
Sometimes we'll feel that our children are very noisy around us, but when they're not around us, we'll feel very lonely.
因为儿女给我们带来了精神上的满足。
Because children brings emotional support.
啊，有一次啊，有一位弟兄从国外回到台中，回到台湾去。
There was once a brother who returned to Taiwan.
哎，他一个小女儿才四岁。
He has a young daughter about 4 years old.
哦，聚会的时候啊，看到人这么多，好高兴，跑来跑去。
And she was very happy to see so many people in the congregation as she ran around.
啊，结果妈妈就叫她过来坐好。
And the mother told her to come and sit down properly.
不可以跑来跑去，这样没有礼貌。
And you cannot run around. This is very rude.
她嘟着一张嘴，就跑到爸爸那边去。
And she pouted at her mother and went to her father.
爸爸问她怎么了。
And the father asked her what was wrong.
这小女孩怎么对爸爸说呢？
What did this young child say to her father?
你娶的那个女人好凶哦。
She said, the woman you married is so mean.
哇，这个做父母的又好气又好笑。
And as a parent, he was very angry and was laughing.
哎呀，我这个女儿真聪明啊。
And he thought that my daughter was very intelligent.
哇，有时候我们没有话题讲。你谈他儿女，他一定啊，一讲讲不完。
Sometimes if you don't have a talk between friends, if you talk about the children, they will continue talking.
真的有指万事主，给我们带来精神上的满足。
And indeed, if you have a son, you'll be satisfied in everything, and they bring about emotional support.
但是我们闽南话有一句俗话说：“无囝也苦，有囝也乐。”啊。没有孩子的想要有孩子，有了孩子的又为孩子啊愁烦。
And there's a Taiwanese saying that if you don't have a child, then you want a child. But if you have a child, then you worry for your child.
所以闽南话又有一句话说：“饲着歹囝不如无囝，啊，养到不孝子不如不要孩子。”
And there's also another saying that if you have a child who's not filial, it is better that you don't have a child.
哎，所以为什么现代人不要生孩子？很多不想生孩子。
So why is it that the generation today does not want children?
哦，今天也听陈弟兄讲，我们温哥华这个死亡率是2.2%。
I've heard from a brother that in Vancouver the death rate is 2.2%.
英凯的出生率只有1.7%.
And the birth rate is 1.7%.
所以人口啊在缩减。
So the population is decreasing.
当然欧洲啊更严重啊。
And this is even more severe in Europe.
哎，所以要鼓励多生孩子。
And therefore they encourage people to have more children.
所以有一个笑话说，有一个啊外国人啊移民到德国去。
There is a joke that said a foreigner immigrated to Germany.
他要去申请国籍。
And he applied for citizenship.
法官说：“你一句德国话都不会讲，怎么可以做我们德国国民
？”And the justice said, "You do not speak a word of German. How can you become a German citizen?"
他说：“我虽然不会讲德国话，但是我是4个德国人的爸爸。”
But he said, even though I don't speak a word of German, I am the father of 4 Germans.
嗯，法官不得不给他德国国籍。
And therefore, he was given the citizenship.
甚至为了鼓励生孩子啊，哎，还有人生孩子来养父母的。
And some people also have children in order to.
因为他们为了鼓励生孩子，一怀孕就开始领补助了。
Because when they have children, they will receive benefits.
一直到大学毕业。
Until they graduate from university.
你找不到工作，还有补助金。
And if you do not have employment, you will have insurance.
你换了工作，还有失业金。
And if you change jobs, you will have coverage.
年纪大了，还有养老金。
And when you grow old, you will have also benefits.
他们怎么要生孩子？我不要孩子养。
And why do they want to have children? Because they don't want to because they want to rely on their children.
所以我在香港注目的时候，有一位老弟兄移民到加拿大来。
When I was in Hong Kong, there was an elderly brother that immigrated to Canada.
他告诉我，哎，我加拿大的那个啊红毛儿子比我亲生儿子更孝顺。
And he said that my son in Canada is even more filial than my real son.
啊，每个月啊还亲自送养老金到他家给他，家里给他。
And that every month you will bring money to his home.
他说，我的亲生儿子哪有这么孝顺？
He said my true son is not so filial to me.
所以有时候社会福利太好，也不一定是好。
So sometimes when social benefits are very good, it is not a good thing.
哎，现在很多人不想生孩子，因为啊，哇，生养孩子的代价太大了。
People today do not want to have children because they must pay a very great.
如果用商业头脑来讲，成本太高了。
They must pay a great amount to have these children.
啊，要养孩子的钱不如留下来做养老金。
The amount of money you spend on raising up a child is more than what you need to retire.
你到年老都花不完的。
And that you can grow old and not spend this money.
但是有一样不足的。
But there's one thing that you lack.
因为儿女给我们带来精神上的满足。
Because children bring emotional support.
台湾曾经有一位这个老农民。
And there's an elder in Taiwan.
因为他没有结婚，没有孩子。
Because he did not marry, he did not have children.
年老了住院。
And when he became old, he went to stay in a home.
因为他有钱，请特别看护。
He had money to ask for a nurse.
哎，那个时候我去医院有机会，哎，听到两个特别看护在谈话。
And once I visited this hospital, I heard two nurses talking.
我不是故意去听的。
I was not eavesdropping.
因为他在房门口讲
，because they were talking by the door。
哦，这个老头钱不晓得藏到哪里去。
And one of the nurse said, "This old man, he doesn't know where he hides his money."
恨不得他赶快死。
And she wanted him to pass away quickly.
啊，有虐待病人的事情。
And she abuses her patients.
因为他没有亲人。
Because he does not have relatives.
我觉得。也是蛮可怜的。
And I thought this was very pitiful.
啊，但是养了孩子又要为孩子操心，带来太多的麻烦，要牺牲我太多的享受。
But if we want to raise children, we must sacrifice a lot, and we have a lot of worries.
啊，那该怎么办好？
So what do we do in that situation?
哎，圣经告诉我们。
In the Bible, it tells us.
怎么样让孩子成为我们的宝
？How do we allow our children to become a treasure？
我们看箴言。
Let us turn to Proverbs.
23章。
23。
箴言23章24节。
Proverbs 23 verse 24。
箴言23章24节。
Proverbs 23 verse 24.
义人的父亲必大得快乐，人生智慧的儿子必因他欢喜。你要使父母，欢喜，使生你的快乐。如果我们生的是智慧的儿子
，If we have a wise son，
我们生的是义人的父亲
，In that word，
成为义人的父亲。
And the son you have will become a father of a righteous person.
那你就能够在儿女的身上啊，得到欢喜快乐，得到满足。
Then you will receive happiness and satisfaction from your children.
我智商不高，我怎么能够生一个智慧的儿子呢？
And if you think I'm not intelligent, how can I have a wise child?
但是圣经告诉我们。
In the Bible, it tells us.
敬畏耶和华就是智慧的开端。
that the fear of the Lord is this beginning of all wisdom.
只有我们找到这位真神，哎，我们能够敬畏他。
If we can find this true God and we can fear Him and respect Him,
带领我们的孩子来接受、来敬拜真神，接受救恩，在主的真理的教导上来长大。
If we can bring our children into the Lord and raise them up in the truth,
他能够在神面前做义人。
He can become righteous in the eyes of God.
啊，也就是能够遵行神的道。
And that means he can obey God's commandment.
如果我们的儿女能够敬神守道，那我们做父母的一定可以过着欢喜快乐的生活。
If our children can respect God and obey His commandments, then the parents will have an enjoyable life.
有人说，学琴的孩子不会变坏。
Some people say children who are just starting to learn will not become bad.
但是我要告诉你。
But I must tell you this.
真正敬畏神、守神道理的孩子，绝对不会变坏。
That a child who reveres God and obeys commandments will never become bad.
所以我们要在儿女身上啊得到满足，我们就是要来敬拜真神，带领孩子接受信仰。
So if we want satisfaction from our children, then we must bring our children into the Lord and raise them up in the truth.
我们的儿女都能够敬神守道。
If our children can fear the Lord and obey His commandments,
他必定能够让你得到精神上的满足。
Then he will be a source of emotional support.
哎，这个福就是财富、子女。
And this blessing is wealth and children.
禄呢，当然就是指着地位、名誉、官俸。
And the status would be your status society.
也就我们所说的世上的成就感。
And that is also your achievements in this world.
哎，地位、名誉，有人把它当作第二个生命。
Your famous status, some people view this as their second life.
哎，能够功成名就、留万世，哇，这个是最好的。
If you can have great achievements and leave a legacy, this is the best to them.
哎，所以在圣经里面呢，也提到今天世上有很多人，哎，就把他的名字当作街名，当作城市啊的名字，哎。能够盼望能够留名万世。
Some people they use their name and leave it as the name of a city or name of a street. In this way, they wish to leave a legacy.
啊，所以人人都喜爱啊啊，要名誉。
And therefore, men treasure fame.
哎，爱名。
And they want this name.
我以前做生意啊，开印刷厂的时候，哎，有一个人来印一个名片。
When I was running my business in printing, some people came to print their cards.
有很多头衔。
He has many titles.
有一个头衔呐，啊，他是养蜂指挥官。哎，这个是什么官呐？
And there was a title that I felt is very strange. What kind of officer is this?
啊，后来一问才知道，哦，他在山上啊养了几箱蜜蜂。他就是养蜂指挥官，只要一个官出来，地位就很高。
And I asked him and realized that he had some foreign bees in the mountain, and therefore he was the officer over these bees.
哎，另外还有一个豆芽厂长。
And there's also an
豆芽厂长，豆芽。
The sprout master.
哇，我想哇，他生意可能做得很大。
And I thought he must have very great business.
结果一问才知道，哇，不过是每天早上啊发了几根豆芽菜到市场去卖啊，他就是豆芽厂长，一个长出来，哎，就有地位了。
And he had this title only because he would go to the market each day and sell his bean sprouts.
其实人家世上所争的所得的是圣经说是虚名
And the things and the names that people pursue today are what in the Bible tells vanity.
为了争名。
Because they wanted fame.
哇，你看我们每一次的选举里面呢、啊，哇，很多啊候选人就互相揭疮疤，哎，互相啊来挑对方的错。没有选举，你的隐私没有人知道。一参加选举，为了争名，什么手术都出来了。
And as we know, in elections, people come out with things that you've done that people do not know, and you have no more privacy.
啊，所以圣经告诉我们呢、啊，名能够永远蒙纪念，那种名才有价值。
And the Bible tells us that a name that it would be always remembered, that is the most valuable name.
我们看一下加拉太书五章二十六节。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 5, verse 2.
加拉太书五章二十六节。
Galatians chapter 5, verse 26.
不要贪图虚名，彼此辱气，互相嫉妒。你想要争的世上的名，不过是虚名。
The fame and the name that you want in this world are vanity.
只会彼此辱气，互相嫉妒。
And by pursuing these names, we'll provoke and envy each other.
你看以前的美国总统甘乃迪，四十岁就做了世界最高级的总统。
As the former President Kennedy, when he was 40 years old, he became the president of the most powerful country.
结果当然了、啊，引起啊反对党的这个嫉妒。
And he stirred up a lot of envy among the opposition.
哎，收买了枪手 ，bang bang， 两声就死了，结束了。
And they hired someone to kill him.
后来，连他一个漂亮的太太都被，哎，希腊船王欧拉西斯啊接收了。他的太太啊，希拉蕾啊，就被这个欧拉西斯这个希腊船王把他接收了。
And his wife was taken by another man.
啊，都是因为了世上的名，彼此嫉妒，互相嫉妒，彼此惹气，结果命也没有了，啊，连妻子也都被带走了。
And this was because they seek after a name in this world, and therefore he lost his life and also his wife.
我们不要单追求世上的虚名。
We must not pursue only after the names in the world.
哎，我们要紧的，让我们的名能够永远被神纪念。
We must let our name be remembered by God.
哎，留名天上才能够享永福哎。
If we keep our name in heaven, then we can have eternal blessings.
看启示录二十章。
Let us turn to Revelation chapter 20.
启示录二十章。
Revelation chapter 20.
我们就看十五节就好了啊。
Let us look at verse 15.
若有人名字没有记在生命册上，他就被扔在火湖里。啊，我们最要紧的不是世上得到什么虚名，要紧的是我们的名能不能记在生命册上。
What is more important is not whether or not the world remembers our name, but whether or not our name is found in the book of life.
也就是能不能蒙神永远的纪念。
And that is whether or not we remembered eternally by the Lord.
那才有价值。
That is the most valuable.
最后一点就是寿。
And the last point is longevity.
哎，耶稣在马太福音十六章二十六节。
Lord Jesus in Book of Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音十六章二十六节。
Matthew chapter 16 verse 26.
耶稣说：“一个人若赚得全世界，赔上了生命，那。”他还能够拿什么换回生命呢？生命最宝贵。
Now what good is a man who gains the world but forfeits his soul? What can a man exchange for his soul?
所以现在啊，哇，尤其我们温哥这个加拿大，你看，哇，那个营养食品呐、啊， 太丰盛了。
Especially in Canada, we see many supplements and nutritious foods.
哎，能够健康、能够长寿的，哇，生意最好。
And the food in the restaurant that can provide the most nutritious foods and the most healthy foods have the best business.
哎，凡是啊，可以让你啊身体健康啊，这个长寿百命的，哇，这种生意、这种行业啊最好做。
Whatever business that provide longevity and better health would have the most business.
啊，因为世界越来越文明，物质越来越发越发达，哎，你有钱还要有命去销售，哎哎，所以啊，很注重自己的生命。
Because as people grow wealthier, if you have wealth, you must have life to enjoy this wealth. So people are more worried about their health.
但是非常可惜。
But very regretfully.
哎。再怎么长寿，有一天总要走了。
No matter how long you live, one day you will leave.
现在，这个科学家研发出啊，人体基因的密码啊，被发现了。
And now the scientists have discovered the code to human genetics.
哎，生物科技的发达啊，他发表说，将来人的生命可以活到1200岁。
And through this advanced technology in human biology, they say that people can live up to 1,200 years.
人会老会变，是因为基因出问题。只要啊，哎，看哪一对基因出问题，把它修补。
A person will age and grow old because of a certain gene, and if they can fix this gene.
所以将来人的生命可以活到1200岁的。
Then the person can live up to 1,200 years.
哎，但是圣经早就告诉我们了。
But herein tells us in the Bible.
有可能。
That this is possible.
哎，我们看这个《传道书》第六章。
Let us turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 6.
第六节。
Verse 6.
传道书六章第六节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 6, verse 6.
那人虽然活千年，再活千年。却不享福，众人岂不归在一个地方去吗？哎，圣经早就告诉我们，几千年前就告诉我们哦，人可以活一千年又一千年，不只是1200岁，可以活到2000岁了。
Here in the Bible, thousands of years ago, it told us that even if a person can live 1,000 years twice over,
啊，那还是要死。
He will die one day.
哎，死了，你的生命就结束了。
And when you pass away, your life has ended.
诶，其实呢，人虽然呢、啊、求长寿啊，我觉得长寿还要有具备条件的，这个啊长寿啊才是福啊。
And even though many people pursue after longevity, there are few conditions under which longevity will be a blessing.
你要长寿，要具备最起码具备三个条件。
And if you want longevity and you want to enjoy this, you must have 3 conditions.
要有钱。
You must have wealth.
哎，身体要健康。
You must have a healthy body.
啊，子孙孝顺。
And you must have very filial children.
哎，如果你没有钱啊，活得七老八十啊，每天做苦工，哇，那真是老派命。
And if you do not have money, and when you're old, you still have to work for a living, it is a very laborious life.
有一次啊，我太太跟我啊访问的时候，看到一个老太太80几岁了，哎，拖着那个双轮车啊，在捡破烂。啊，她说：“哎呀，那个老太太真可怜呐。”
When I was doing visitation, I saw this elderly woman. She was about 80 years old.And she was pushing a cart and picking through the garbage.
她活得那么长寿，却不能享福。
She lived to that age, and yet she cannot enjoy her life.
生命变成累赘。
And her life became a burden.
带来了更长久的痛苦。
And it brought longer suffering.
那有什么用处呢？
What is the use of that?
是长寿必须啊，你有钱，不愁吃不愁穿，身体健康啊。不然呢、啊、整天躺在床上不能动，那还什么享什么福呢？啊，还要呢过着喜乐的生活。
So to live a long life, there are three conditions that for you to be happy, you must have wealth and have good health and also have an enjoyable life.
谁能过？哎，活得快乐又永远不死呢？
And who can live a very joyful life and never die?
我给你们一个大好信息。
And I have a good message for you.
看约翰福音三章十六节。
Let us turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 16.
约翰福音三章十六节。
Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 16.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。啊，我们赶快来接受神的爱。
We must come to accept God's love.
我们相信真神敬拜啊，接受耶稣的救恩，成为神的儿子，我们呢、啊，将来不至灭亡，反得永生。
We know that those who worship Lord Jesus will not perish and have eternal life.
永远不死，又活在永远快乐平安的啊，这个神的国度里面，那才是真正的宝。
We will never perish and will live eternally in the heavenly kingdom, and that is a true treasure.
所以圣经告诉我们，耶稣才是至宝。
And so therefore, in the Bible, it tells us that Lord Jesus is the treasure.
我们明天呢、啊，就跟大家来谈谈耶稣要赐给我们三样宝。
And tomorrow we're going to talk about the three treasures that Lord Jesus will bring to us.
希望我们呢、啊，明天来领受啊，耶稣要给我们的。三件宝贝。
And I hope tomorrow all of us can come to listen and share in the three treasures that Lord Jesus were to give us.
唱诗七十一首。
Let us sing hymn 71.